T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so what about superstitions? You know, this is a tough topic for me because rituals and routines were just such an integral part of my painful life with obsessive compulsive disorder that, you know, I don't like to do anything that would honor the idea that superstition is real, or that, you know, we should do certain things or we shouldn't do certain things, that what we do and what we don't do can actually have the outcome that we want or not. You know, again, do you wear something? Do you do something because you think that's going to help the Saints win? Dr. Jennifer Creighton is assistant professor of clinical psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. And Dr. Creighton joins us on the show. Doctor, welcome to WWL.
Hi, thank you so much.
All right, so I'm struggling with this because I've been wearing these shoes that I really like. They're really cool. And the Saints have been losing. And so there's a part of me that thinks that maybe I should not wear the shoes tonight. What do you think?
I mean, you know, I think I would struggle with the same feelings.
Really?
I think, you know, superstitions, you know, when they're around sports or things like that, they can be really powerful and kind of give us a sense of control over something that we, especially with the Saints these last few weeks, feel like we haven't really had control over.
All right, so is that what it's about? Is it about us finding something that we can maybe control by what we wear, what we do, certain patterns that we have, certain rituals and routines? We can control those things, and we think that that's a way of, I guess, being involved in the outcome of the game.
Exactly. It's, you know, most of us know on a logical level that we have no control over how the Saints play or if someone gets hurt.
Right.
But as humans, you know, we like to have control. So wearing something or eating a certain something before the game, or, you know, whatever someone's, you know, superstition or ritual might be, can help us feel like we have that control, even if it's not real.
So from the standpoint of, like, psychiatry, do you look at superstition as just total nonsense? Is it a sign of weakness?
Of human nature. I don't think from a psychiatry perspective, I don't think it's a sign of weakness. I think, you know, as long as people can recognize that the reality is we don't have any control of the outcome of the game, and that it doesn't, you know, if you wear the shoes and they lose or something like that, that it doesn't weigh too much on you after the game is over, then it's just a kind of normal part of being human.
Yeah, but if I wear the shoes and the Saints lose, leaving the dome, if people see me and see me wearing the shoes, they're going to blame me for wearing the shoes for the loss. I can tell you that's going to happen. Some of them are going to be joking, but some of them might actually be serious.
Right, right. I think, you know, research has shown that we actually tend to, when we have a superstition, we tend to put a lot of weight on it when it works. So if you wear the shoes and the Saints win, then, or you have something else you wear and they win, then you may feel more like, oh yeah, I wore my lucky socks and they won. But when we do something and they lose, we have an easier time kind of saying, oh, well, they lost because, you know, Jameis Winston's injured, or, you know, half of our team is injured. And we can usually kind of attribute it to other factors.
Doctor, in life in general, I do believe in like the laws of attraction. I believe that we do project things to other people based on how we feel about ourselves. And right. I think sometimes maybe we might have something that we think is bringing us good luck. And if we think it's bringing us good luck, well, then we've got this mindset that we're very positive as opposed to being negative. And that could be the manifestation of better luck.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, I think that's why having especially superstitions for your own performance or, you know, if you're going into a big interview or to give a big talk and you have a ritual you do before that brings you confidence and then you feel more positive. Yeah. So things go well, then that's great. And I think that's why athletes, you know, also have their own superstitions that might be helpful to them.
Well, I'm addressing this issue not just because I'm struggling with it a little bit, but mainly because mm-hmm. it's reflective of a lot of sports figures are very superstitious. A lot of sports fans right. are very superstitious, and you know they've got to wear the lucky jersey. But they mm-hmm. might have a lucky jersey that they wear, and when the team loses, then they still wear the lucky jersey for the next game.
Right, right. And I think that's being able to kind of shake off, you know, when it doesn't work to attribute it to something else. Yeah. Maybe someone else didn't wear their lucky jersey that day.
So if I wear the shoes mm-hmm. and the Saints lose again, then I'm really adding to this idea that somehow the shoes have power.
Right.
If I don't wear the shoes and the Saints win, then I'm also giving power to the shoes.
Right. So I think, you know, do you have any other superstitions or anything else that you wear to every game?
No.
No, just
no.
the shoes.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw these shoes and they go, okay, this is Saints. This says Saints to me.
Right.
So I'm going to, I bought yeah. these shoes. I invested in these shoes with the intent that I would be wearing them to Saints games and they've been losing. And so right. I've got people who are telling me, you know, don't wear the shoes, please. We need a win. Don't wear the shoes. but I, you know, I mean, the shoes go with the occasion because again, they just kind of say Saints to me.
And I mean, does it bring you joy to wear the shoes?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
Well, yeah, I would say to wear the shoes.
Okay, I'm getting advice from a psychiatrist that I can't wear the shoes. Okay.
You can blame me. You can blame me.
Well, I won't blame you, but I'm just getting some good advice here. I didn't go into this alone. I'm getting some help here
right.
from you.
Right. I think, you know, superstition can be powerful, and I actually read that somewhere that the more invested fans are with their team, the more they are invested in their superstitions. So I think it makes sense that Saints fans are particularly superstitious because we're pretty dedicated.
All right, I'm going to go back to the concept of the laws of attraction. I think it's kind mm-hmm. of it's kind of related. But, you know, when people feel like a full moon is bad and bad things happen during a full moon, then they're going to go out of their way to look for bad things. Or if it's Friday the 13th and something bad happens to somebody, they go, well, it's because it's Friday the 13th, when in reality, that could happen to them on any day or any night.
Exactly. Exactly. We tend to have a bias in terms of what we're looking for based on our mindset. And if we know that it's, you know, something like Friday the 13th or a full moon, we're going to notice that, you know, that guy cut me off in traffic, or I got a flat tire right. where if it happened on, you know,
so
the
if,
9th,
if
we might not notice.
If we wake up with the idea that today is my lucky day, then indeed today mm-hmm. might be your lucky day.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that's good. Dr. Jennifer Creedon, who is an assistant professor for clinical psychiatry, which means that she can write scripts. She's with LSU Health, New Orleans School of Medicine. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, and go Saints.
Yeah, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.